Commissioners Court Budget Workshop for Wednesday, July 29th, 2026 at 9 a.m. begins here.
Okay, we're going to get started. This is the meeting of Commissioners Court, Franklin County, 29th, 9 a.m. here at the courthouse. I didn't have prayers and pledges, but at least just do a prayer today. We'll skip the prayer. Always do a prayer. Prayer, you can never go wrong. We'll stop halfway there and do a prayer.
We're going to have a lot of prayer. Father, we do come to you in prayer this morning. Just thankful, Lord, for all your many blessings you give to us. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness. And welcome your presence with us today. And we pray that you bless us as we consider all the things that are before us. Lord God, working on the budget issue with the county. Lord, we do ask for your wisdom and your understanding. Lord God, we make these decisions and help us to choose wisely. God, thank you once again for the opportunity to serve. Thank you to the Mentalist Court for all of our county employees, Lord, our first responders. Pray you bless each and every one and all the families, Lord. Keep everybody healthy and safe. This nation, our state, and this county, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Where are you going to start today? You want to start since the chief's here? We'll talk fire chief. You got it. He's going to show up for the day and you had a fire call or something. So.
I didn't do it. I'm busy.
Yeah. Tell us what's going on with the fire department and needs and wants.
Everything's going good. We had to place a new service order than I anticipated. We're running it. I don't know if South Franklin got their tanker. Mm-hmm. That's probably one of the biggest things they've ever seen. They got to use it the other day on that Hayloft fire, which is actually a good training for us to work with this water spill. North Franklin got their truck. Mm-hmm. I think it's already back at the shop trying to get a few little things.
I know that y'all in South Franklin, they got approved. They come up and check y'all's and they checked it off. They get North Franklin's too?
Yes, I believe he checked it off that day. Okay. So yes, yeah, he came by and took pictures of it and everything, and we got approved. Well, I think I forwarded that to you, Marlon, to notify.
Okay.
We were approved and just waiting for a check. So.
And I guess that'll come.
I think North was the same way, weren't they?
I believe they were. He told me he just left there, so.
I don't think it came in yesterday, Court. I was going to go to the meeting last night. They said they canceled it because the truck wasn't ready. I don't know.
Yeah, they sent it back to, so they had their truck built it there in Sulphur Springs, and they had some things they wanted to change on it, so they sent it back to have them rebuild.
Are we going to do the traditional thing?
Yes, the push in service. So I'll be honest with you, when I was here the other day in the budget, and I know it was at the end of the budget.
I think y'all already pushed it about 15 times. I've seen it being on the road. So.
Well, a lot of times the city will wait. Sometimes they'll try to do it first. Sometimes they'll wait.
It's a good day to let us know. If we can make it, we can make it if we can't.
I couldn't tell the excitement of if you guys wanted to do that. But it was during the budget, and it's hot outside, and so I was like, well.
I ain't going to push too hard, I'll tell you that. We're going to park it on the hill where it's easy to breathe. Y'all can get around the backside. Yeah, I'll throw a scrap on my
back. Make sure it's full of water.
I want to drive.
What about budget items?
The one I submitted to you all, it really hasn't changed any. I had a little pre-budget with Andrew the other day. We talked about some stuff. I think our big things were not a whole lot of my budget's changed this year. We were very fortunate this year. My partner was very fortunate. We received with the tanker at $410,000 in grants.
Yeah.
So that really gave us the boost we needed on some stuff. We're combating little things. I talked about the gear. Our gear sitting out there, and it's not in the sunlight, but it's fading. So I'm having to put up some curtains or something to cover that, because the sun will fade that gear, and once it fades to a certain point, they won't pass inspection. So that's kind of one thing I'm working on. There's just a lot of little stuff that we're having to take care of. Trying to find an alerting system for the station. Right now, we just rely on speakers. And when you have a couple of guys there in the bedroom at night, sometimes a speaker may or may not wake them up. And so that's not a huge expense. I think the biggest expense I had looked at, salaries were pretty close to the same, because I haven't got approval, I think, from the city.
City's up in January, right? Your budget. That's right.
Since they kind of started, I guess, the primary, their budget stuff early to the last minute. And then, so yeah, the station alerting system, always throw in extra sets of years. Those years supposed to last 10 years. It doesn't. If you're an all volunteer department, you were making hardly any calls, you might be able to prolong it. I've asked for a couple radios, good radios. These are just, the only difference between the radios we have now, these are a little bit bigger, supposed to have a little bit more wattage in them. These are just portable radios for the two, for the truck. They will stay on the truck, and they will not be a personal radio for the person unless he's on duty that day. Trying to find something, trying to get an electric company to come in there and put a light switch in. Every time I get a bid, it's $1,500 to put a light switch in, so I'm just moving on. So if y'all know anybody that can do electrical work, I sure appreciate it. So nothing's changed on my budget that I turned into you all. I think the salary did drop a little bit. The reason on salary was I accidentally put in the overtime into the overall benefits of the salary. And so I had it twice, so I removed it, so that dropped $15,000. Our gear this year will have to go off. The new NFPA standard 1850 does require gear to be inspected by you. Last year we got away with having a guy take a class online and be a certified inspector. Now you have to go to an actual class in Dallas. And if you don't have somebody that's going to that class yet, you actually have to send that gear off. That'll be probably $150 a set. So we're trying to figure out a way to kind of around that for now.
Okay. Anybody any questions? Chief? Marla? Nothing? All right, well, we just, I thought there was more questions for you, but I don't guess there was. We appreciate what you've done. yeah, we just got to kind of figure out, we haven't discussed today where we're going to head toward the pennies. how many y'all want to use? and do everything, so. But salary-wise, y'all are okay right now. If we get 3%, is the city going to give any kind of pay raise, you know?
I don't know. I haven't heard one way or another.
City chief of police, you haven't heard anything?
They're trying.
Harley. We're going to try harder.
Looking at it pretty seriously. I don't know, of course. Getting in front of the council and actually discuss it, but I think he's going, because they didn't do anything last year, so I think they're looking at, and they're also discussing, kind of like what y'all were the other day, is if you're going to do something, you better do it, because you might not get an opportunity without going to a vote.
Yeah. All righty. Were you going to go next, Marla? What do you want to discuss?
Let's start with, I gave y'all new ones because you can throw out the old ones. Not only did they look unprofessional, they were not right.
That's the main thing. You're talking about no revenue.
These are the new and improved and hopefully right. I've checked them 3 or 4 times, and that's what happens when you're in a rush. We're just trying to give you some numbers before you on Monday, so I found some errors that I had made. So I apologize for that. But anyway, the rate did not change. The rates are still the same. Your no new revenue rate is 0.34624. That includes debt. Our debt this year is $520,000. Went up a little bit. We'll drop one off in 2027. And so we'll be needing to look for something to replace for 2028, because we will also drop another one off in 2028. And this keeps our rate level to where we're not fluctuating. quite.
Well, I'm pretty sure I can help that.
Well, I feel sure that you guys could, along with a lot of other people here. That might need something besides something painted yellow and beeps when it goes backwards. No pun intended. But anyway, at the no new revenue rate, it brings in, by law, we can only do the rate that will bring in pretty much the same levy as last year, plus the new improvements will also count. So for 2027, at the no new revenue rate, it's $5,463,000 is what will go to net M&O. When you go down to that page, we have freezes over 65, $568,958, and I don't pull that out of the air. Melissa gives it to me every year. And so I kind of budget about 92% of that, and that comes to $523,441. That gives us a total for the general fund of $5,986,767. We budgeted a 98% collection rate, so that takes off $119,000. So our net budget to our ad valorem for the general fund will be $5,867,000. And with that being said, well, we'll go to that in just a minute. Lateral road and flood, and I know we have a couple of new ones, and so I'll kind of explain it, and I know it's probably ad nauseum for some, but anyway. All the lateral road and flood money goes into O42, which is a countywide road and bridge. And then it's collected along with interest. RBS goes to you guys directly. But anyway, it's collected ad valorem, delinquent, P&I, attorney fees, interest, and auto reg. That usually is about close to $300,000 a year. So when you total all that together, it was $2,005,647.03 is the net to O42 from lateral road and flood. RBS is the other rate that goes directly to you guys based on the percentage from the number of miles you have in your precinct. Less a 2% collection rate, the net is $351,173. So as you'll see, I've got the net that will go to each one of your precincts. Page two of that is all the lateral road revenues to be split by your percentages. And that's a listing of what is in that budget and what I have budgeted other than the current ad valorem. So the total money to countywide is $2.3 million. We have CDL drug testing that we do out of that, so I take $2,000 off, so that leaves $2.3 million, and you will see your transfers for 2027 at the known new revenue rate.
And that goes into each one of our respective funds, right?
Yes.
Fund balance.
It goes back to, that's your revenue. Next page. This is the total tax rate with the NNR. The revenues are $8.258 million. The expenses with the wish list is $9.6 million with a $1.3 million deficit. That was one of my boo-boos. And then if you'll go to the next pages, that will reflect what your revenues would be for your specific precincts based on the no new revenue rate. Usually, when you stay at the no new revenue rate for you guys, it usually you'll go up about 10 grand, and that's pretty much the average there. So you can look those over. Oh.
Any questions on that before we move forward?
I told them I wouldn't say anything to this. You three quiet when they have to do all the questions. Me and Scotty Smith. All right, next.
This is the voter approval rate, which is a little over 2 cents more than what the no new revenue rate is. Everything still applies other than the, I raised you guys to the voter approval rate as well. And so this will all, those last pages will reflect the revenues versus the expenditures for the general fund, and then your new revenues that you would be, that you would receive based on the voter approval rate. Yes, if we stay with the voter approval rate.
And we cannot go above that unless we use the pennies for it, but we vote.
We use the pennies because we have the pennies available to us right now.
Okay. So really, we all you need to get a little half of the budget if it comes down to how many do you want to use?
How many pennies? And I'm going to be honest with you guys, I think 4 cents is about as high as you can go.
So you're talking about moving up to 40 cents?
No, I'm talking about up 4 cents.
Oh, okay. But I'm talking about above NNR. No, 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 no.
Above NNR would be 4 cents. It would make it be 39 cents.
Yeah. Well, 4 cents.
4.3 cents.
But
you're getting ahead of yourself.
Well, I know I am, but the bottom line is, how much money do I need and where do y'all want to go? True.
Or what you want to cut.
What you want to cut. We wouldn't have to cut. Well, you know, you had a whole little long list, didn't you?
I didn't bring those in here from yesterday.
Okay, at the voter approval, let's continue on, and then we'll get, and then I'll give you my spiel, and y'all can start and do whatever you need to do. On the voter approval rate on the general fund, the revenues would be $8.69 million, the expenses $9.6 million. We're still $900,000 in the hole based on the wish list. Option one would be 3.78 cents above NNR. That would bring in $6.6 million for a total of $9,037,000. Expenditures are still $9.6 million. We're at $566 in the hole in the general fund. 4.37 cents will bring in $6.7 million. Total revenues would be $9.17 million, expenditures at $9.6 would put us at a 429 deficit.
Now, I'm in order. She got on to me yesterday. I'm going in order.
It would.
You just wasn't going fast enough.
Oh, going fast. Okay.
Well, I'm just going to give you time to look at each one of them.
That was the one with the deficit at 429?
That was the last one at 4.3 cents.
What did you say the deficit? What's the difference there?
The deficit would be 429. Based on the wish list. So I guess my question to you guys is, where do you want to be as far as, I do not want another deficit budget because that only hurts us the next year. So basically it's going to be about priorities. What are your priorities? Because I would like to stay at the increase to the general fund around 550.
That's just my opinion only.
Well, I'm gonna be the bad guy in the room. What would it figure if we give a 3% raise but leave the elected officials off of it? what kind of difference? I'm just looking at some things that maybe to help some and help this too.
That would take off 30,000.
Okay, I just hadn't figured it or.
And why would we take off pause and not pay them anything and all the rest of them that really could go a year without getting anything? We don't have to give them 40,000. We can go 1 year and not give these people some stuff.
And I'm not disagreeing with you. I want to kind of see what that would do. And I'm not saying that, you know, and Paul's is one of them. I don't think it ain't.
I'm glad you asked me.
What you have to decide, gentlemen, and maybe we need to ask each one of you, what are your priorities? What do you want to see happen? And then we'll start to work on what that's going to cost and where we need to be. Because we are obviously not going to be able to fund the wish list. Unless we all get second jobs in order to pay our property taxes.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to do work property taxes.
We've already had that discussion yesterday. You said no.
I don't know how the school is going to survive in the future.
That would be the one that would.
They'll do something. So I think we'll still do the first deal with 2/3 vote and all that stuff. So
now, just to give you some more information, don't forget that we have 27 payrolls next year. So if you don't give a raise, they're going to get less money in their paycheck. They'll get one more paycheck, but it's going to be less money. Because we will prorate it out 27 for 27 payrolls instead of 26.
Y'all want to speak up?
So what's the difference is we'll give the pay raise, good raise, but don't do the 27 pay week. What do you say?
I don't think you have a choice about pay week.
No, there is no choice.
Well,
you can't have 27, you can't budget for 27 pay weeks.
Yeah, it costs you $175,000, somewhere along in there. Okay, let's start with one thing. So, are raises a priority? Would they be in the top three?
Mm-hmm. For me, yes.
Okay.
For our employees, yes.
I'm trying to be quiet. I'm not going to say that. I'm a little bit talk today.
I know. I'm just
going to talk to you. But also, while you're still getting the S Bill 22 money, would you take that off his part? That's $150,000.
That's actually $223,000 if you get all of it.
Then next year we can just see how it works out. Next year, try to take it back. Do something. Next year,
we have to play catch up this year. And we knew this last year. I warned you guys when we did this that we would have to play catch up in the next budget year. And this it's here.
So what you're talking about, just go ahead and pay the Ricky's part on the out of the salaries on the SB22 money instead of absorbing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, still giving him all his certifications and what he wants.
Let's give them a 3%.
Yeah, let's do the raise.
Mm-hmm. And I continue doing the SB22 to pay that? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
to pay what?
Their salaries.
The salaries.
The salaries for another year.
Like he has done.
Like
he's been doing.
Yes.
Just continue on.
Keep the status quo, but we give the pay raises across the board for the employees, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, let me say this. I got a big raise from the state last year, so I would take it if I had it, but there's some elected officials, there's about 5 or 10 people making more than some elected officials.
I don't know, we fill up every year.
We got to that point, remember a couple of years ago, Sue Ann was up there screaming, but she had a good reason to. And now,
I would say this, Judge. One thing about that is just, you're right, but we're not talking about that, making this like just an overarching policy we're going to do every single year. We're talking about trying to catch up this year, so anywhere we can cut. I mean, that's, and I understand it's the disparity or how close it is in comparison to some of the employees. We're dealing with this for 1 year to try to catch up. That's not saying that the last 4 years, from the year that I ran, I mean, we came in, there's been an increase from when I ran, the year I ran in 22, it was 52,000. Mm-hmm. We went up to 23, 56,1. We went up to 62,1 next year, 66,1 next year, now we're 68, 38. So it's been a considerable, what I'm saying is just, I mean, I know everybody's got their opinion, but we're the ones that sit in this seat up here, and we're representing the taxpayers. There's times we have to make some of these hard decisions. We're the ones who make the phone calls, and I totally get it. And when we talk about some of this stuff, I know it offends some of the other elected officials, but we're just trying to do what's best for the overall part of the county. And this is, we just talked about it. In the big picture, that's $30,000. That's not going to make a big dent in what our deficit is. So.
I'm just getting this conversation here.
Right, I got it. And that's what I'm feeding into it too, because I know Jody hadn't been here to hear that before, the conversation back and forth. It just kind of puts it in perspective.
I mean, I'm going to go with Scott. If we've been in office, we've got a raise every year. Everybody.
I mean, at one point in time, like a couple of weeks ago, the conversation inside this room, we're talking about this groundwater district. There's people saying they were ready to forego the raises for everybody to be able to fund the groundwater district. So it's like we're having that come out. I'm not saying everybody said that, but there's some. So we can't just, we're not taking a survey of each and every person, but there was a willingness to do that. I mean, because I want to take care of the people that provide the services. It's like, oh, and to Ricky's point, to retain people, I mean, give those raises to the people that, so you have the ability to hire them and retain them. That's my thought.
Hey, there's the guys up there for you. Help him out.
By asking you said we had 55, your recommendation is $550,000 to spend, right? Would that be fair? So that would take 51,389 and the 92,535 for the sheriff and jail. Take those two and add them up.
Now understand you have to consideration that you already have a $244,000 increase.
Right.
That leaves you about 300,000.
Right, so we can take the 244 off the 550. I'm sorry, I'm just doing
my phone. I don't have 550.
Huh?
I don't have 550.
No, I'm not. She said the 550 is what she recommended that we had to spend on a wish list.
And that's just a throw it out there. Y'all can change that, but that's a place to start for sure.
Mm-hmm. My guy's already working a second job, so they get it there.
I got 7 jobs too.
My wife already
retirement due.
I'll be working on that.
We all have to.
We're gonna do it a while.
Start mowing yards.
So the 244 off of 550 gives us 306 to spend then. And then you take the 174 off of that. Now we're down to 131,960 to pay for the wish list. That was considerable. Well, that takes care of all the stuff up on the non-discretionary issues with utility, appraisal district. No offense, Russell.
A budget for my size office is about 1.2, 1.25, is what's the median across the state, so we're about 3% below that.
I think that's great. There's nothing we can do about that. Like I said, it's not discretionary. So
it's come up. I was on the board when we hired you, and it's come up so much. I did it. We have major problems with where we realize. You need to come somewhere to make a praise about something, because y'all be hammered on that.
What's the $25,000 for Hopkins County?
That's a non-discretionary. That's part of the Hayes Judicial District and the 62nd and juvenile probation, adult probation.
Yeah, they set their budget. We don't have much to say about it.
Right. All we do is they honestly, I have not heard anything from her, but it usually stays between 20 and 25 a year.
I was thinking it was. I couldn't remember what I was for.
Well, you got into this crap right at the right time. Right budget time.
Which we already know.
And so we're
$25,000 benefit.
Joey, questions? I can see your mind moving.
I'm just a big fan of the hub because it takes care of the elderly and so many things. And then you got to ask for 25, you got Paul's asking for 40. I'm like, I mean, I'm a pet lover, don't get me wrong. I love it, but I mean, there's some things that feel like more important than others, but that's
what's important. Well, I'll inform you a little bit on the hub, on the benefit. They bought a deep fryer. Well, they put it in there and was using it for the benefit and cover it. So they had to take the deep fryer out. And really, to be honest with you, up there, because that floor gets the slick and everything else in there.
Well, the deep fryer was a bad idea.
Yeah, I honestly think the deep fryer was a bad idea. But without it, you don't have to have the benefit. So that would take $25,000, $23,000, $24,000 for the benefit. So you don't actually have to have that thing.
She told me here a while back that they're fine where they're now. So
there's no defunding of hub.
Yeah, there's no. That's not taking 25. That's just not
right. That's a good thing. I think that I've heard some years. I've been reported that something that the county had actually really done really well is the hub for the people that it serves and needs.
But I didn't know that when we had back years ago, we had that. I've been, it's pretty dang important.
But they don't see the human. They don't see the human.
They have a
look Benahood. What they got.
They have a Benahood already, but the Benahood that they have,
I'm not going to
cover that.
I just didn't know if it was. And that's Supper River Grant. I mean, no offense. I know it's important. I live there. We have land on there. But those guys, I mean, I know a lot of people maybe think it's important. But what have they done? What's their goal? What's their resolution? I mean, a grant to study what? I mean, they didn't have anything. I mean, I live there. Nobody's ever asked me one question. We don't buy some land there that joins that. And that's silt and everything's terrible. It's a terrible situation. But what are they going to do for $20,000?
And that's
take pictures?
I agree. And do a study.
Of what?
I know. That's what I think their ideas are at some point in time they move forward with something, but there's gonna be a lot of study.
A local rancher done more for that Sulphur River than they did. ever. In the state, state can't do anything, but I just don't know what, I just hate to see $25 one for gold for nothing.
And I think the range is doing pretty good up there, but until you get, take care of between 37 and 271.
There'll be a lake over here in a couple of years. I'm not worried about all that.
You don't like the sea.
But I'm like, what did they do on the last?
Y'all did their skiing on the water. That was against us.
Whatever, it's gonna be drifting.
Be like the
I'm gonna give you a bigger pot than 30.
It'll be like North Sulphur up there over that road that they're talking about just taking out because it floods all the time.
I'll ask this, Joey. Were you saying that you think you recommended we eliminate the Sulphur River grant?
We might have to eliminate the majority of rights on here, but I'm
sure conservative over here.
One thing at a time, but that's one thing.
Well, I mean,
I will throw in with you on that. I'm with you.
The groundwater is more important than that's a terrible situation, but them taking pictures is not going to resolve anything.
Well, the groundwater deal, we just voted the other day, that's it.
Yeah, I understand.
We don't have a problem. We don't have a choice.
I will support what
I should have put in there, not discretionary.
I mean, don't they already get like so much from each county already? And have we already supported them in the past? This is like an additional.
This is just for the state.
We support them every year.
Yeah. It needs to be something to happen there. There's no doubt that.
This is just on top of the.
Yeah.
And we could cut them out this year, and if they come back to something else next year, then.
Yeah.
We can look into doing it. That's just something we can cut this year.
I just like that you guys are having a conversation.
Me too.
I might not always agree with it, but I do like that you're having one.
Joey just jumped out there and said, we're going to eliminate all this.
I was going down the list.
Once you started, I can keep going.
Keep on going.
Yeah, I really. That's what this is for. What else have you got?
Well, I mean, like, and thank goodness, I mean, the firefighters are out there this morning. They had a wreck on Wild Oak. I mean, thank goodness for firefighters and first responders and everything like that. But I mean, I know the fire department's 38,000. That's one of the bigger ones. And they were talking about fans and desks and things like that. I mean, I know there's probably some really important stuff that needs to be. I just want to see how we can downscale. And we can mention downscaling some things, but they've already talked about this morning doing some stuff. Yeah, we just got to get the numbers as low as we can get them and eliminate some of this stuff for sure.
Well, and that's one thing I would ask, make a recommendation too, is not necessarily the fire department is a priority. We made it a priority last year when everybody we talked inside this room last year, we talked about everybody being on board about what was important to do the 24/7 firefighters and join the city on that interlocal agreement. So it's like if there's something, we don't have to just cut everything on that.
Right. Yeah.
We just slow the growth. We slow the growth a little bit because really we still look back and think this right here is what it says above it. It's a wish list.
Yeah.
So, and I know the sheriff will probably not agree with me on this, and maybe other people won't either. But that's why one of the reasons I'm looking at this, trying to actually say we approve the raises for the employees because we're still allowing the growth. It's just not as much as what somebody might want.
Let's go back to the very first, what we were talking about. This may not be available next year. You're going to get what you get this year. I know that's a Democrat, liberal, gut-wing tax spending thought, but you never know what tomorrow brings. And that's what's scary about it.
It is, very much.
Then again, I think that the whole life is always what is.
I know. But you know what? We've talked about this for my 11 and a half years. I've been here. Bobby Edwards said you never cut back. We cut and cut and cut and cut and cut. Now, is it good for tax for all the citizens out here?
This is not a cut though.
No. But I'm saying we should have kept it at a certain rate.
And we're talking about 500.
I mean, 1 year we went what 11 cents then? I mean, we went from like 40 down to 28 or 29. I mean, 50 down. I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was a bunch at 1 year.
I mean, we lay people off, you know, that's where y'all got off.
I wouldn't use it.
Yeah, I mean, we came late and we screwed ourselves on that.
Well, this is not cutting anything, this is a wish list.
Yeah,
I wish for stuff for Christmas every year and I don't get it.
And that's where I want y'all to talk.
You know,
that's
what, so this is a wish, if you don't get it, you just wish you could have it.
Oh yeah, and I agree with that.
You know, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at one with a historical society right here, $1,500. I know that's not much, but we give them stuff all the time.
Yes.
They get, and they've got plenty of money. If they don't get the $1,500, they'll make do and go on. I mean, so, and I'm gonna go with what Parrish was saying a while ago when I brought it up. What does Paul's do for us?
Well, I'm probably the advocate for Paul's on this board, and I'll put my skill out there. I understand each one of you guys. Totally get it. And when we started this process, I've got a large constituency in precinct 4 that want this. So, for me to look at them and just give them back in my hand and say, no, I'm not for it. Forget it, and we just let it die on the vine. I can't do that.
But so, I think it might be
still 60, yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I'm not the 60 or what was it, 40,000 here. No, I'll do the same principle. Let's slow the growth. If she put on that wish list 40,000, you get it up to 100,000. That's what the city was asking us to do. I say we raise it less than that. I'd like to see a raise on it because it's something we did last year to say we're trying to be moving forward with a 24/7 fire department and also an animal shelter. There's people that want it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I'm not against parks.
Right.
I mean, I'm for it, but I'm slow the growth.
Right.
I'm glad you said that because that's what I said. I mean, we can't just turn around every time somebody asks for money, so here.
No, I agree.
You know,
we're giving them money.
They're
animals.
Yeah,
I know.
They're full, so why are we giving them any more money? They're not helping us.
I call them.
It's like, not the
money
for you.
We got to pay for it.
Exactly.
What?
And I mean, that's what I'm asking. What are they doing a whole lot for the county? And I know they took in a lot from the county.
They take in a lot.
They do.
They take.
And I know they've been full for, well, I mean, ever since the doors opened, they're struggling. They don't have people knocking at the door to go up there to adopt them or whatever. And I know they're trying to find other avenues to send the dogs and cats somewhere else. And I'm glad that they're looking at that. But we may just, like Scott said, you know, we may slow the growth a little bit. We may not be able to afford to give them 10,000 instead of 40. That's a little something, but you know.
I mean, I think the libraries, like, I don't know, my priorities may be different, but people, and then,
not really. No, throw it out, Joe. That's what you're here to say, what you're saying.
Well, I just feel like the people are more important, and I'm a dog lover. I love everything.
I don't like them. Would y'all like to see some pictures?
No.
I'll go with Jody right there on that. To me, the library is important. There's lots of people that get that.
There's so many kids that this.
That's what I told Marla.
I told Marla the same thing. I said that right there probably deserves a full time.
And that, okay, I will say this. You got, and we tell people in this court over and over. I mean, when we sit at this table and we tell people there's nothing we can do. We can't do anything. We have no authority. That's why I say all I know is as far as just representing my precinct. If we slow the growth on Paul's, I'm all for that. And I'm in full support of what you guys are talking about with the library as well. So,
if y'all can do no growth on Paul's, you can fund the park.
Yeah, well, I mean,
nothing.
Yeah, if we cut a little bit off on Paul's or a little bit off on.
Well, you just stop growing. You just keep it at 60,000, which is what we've been doing.
Cut back on the Suffolk River Grant or whatever, then that will get her going. And that's what we're trying to do, is cut where we can give somebody part of the wish list or.
I mean, we can cut some off the sport complex or take it all off. I mean,
did anybody ever figure out how much it costs to strip it? I mean, I don't know what the word
is. He has not gotten back with me.
I mean, I've got two phone numbers, but one of them never get back to negative, but I just want
to say this is
strip. I mean, I know this. You get all the parents up there, and they're still confused. I don't know where to go.
So,
but, I mean, not this bad. This is strip. It would help.
Yeah, it would.
And put out some.
But I will go back on that, if you strike it, you're wasting money for the least.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, it would help for a little.
After that, it would help for a little.
Yeah. And I was looking at them, I should have stopped and asked them, but, you know, maybe go out here and give us a bid, but we could ask them, but I mean, they're just a little small company.
Yeah, that's something, we just need something basic. So what handicap of spot two then? Or maybe more.
We want, how are we going, what are we going to do as far as those two, the two things right there? Library and Paul's, how do you want?
I agree with Joe. We just cut them this year.
Well, not cut them, but just give them the extra.
That's what I'm saying.
So what's the $40,000 for? What are they going to do? I mean,
We already give, I don't know if you know, but we already give them $60,000
a year. The city and the county.
It's just like every other thing, Jody, everybody's budget increases every year. So what they're doing is just like any other government, any other corporation. Well, this is what we did 1 year. We gotta grow 3%. That's kind of the standard deal. So they're just saying they need more resources for this. But I mean, you're right. I mean, there's got all three entities involved in it. I don't know what the bottom line is with the Paul organization, what they can contribute, but when we enter local agreement, we're supposed to say kind of divided by three. And so the city who administers it is, they're saying they were, his request when he was in here for the budget, his hearing was, or he said was 100,000, correct? That's why it's 40.
Mm-hmm. It's over 23.
I totally respect you guys, what your thoughts are. I know that people have been y'all's ear about one way to handle the situation, but I've got some that don't see it that way. So.
Yeah. Country boys.
Well, yeah, of course, and I grew up country boy.
Yeah.
I've been on a country boy, I've had to deal with myself as well. So,
yeah.
But once again, I'm a representative of the people of Precinct 4, and those are the people they figure on that. So,
they're asking for $40,000, there's four of us. I say no, you say yes, or you give them 10, and I don't know how those guys feel.
Now let me stop you right there. Legally, you can't give them anything out of y'all's money.
Well, no, I'm not our funds. I'm just talking about on the 40.
But that still affects all of us when you do that.
And no matter what the result is, if it's 3-1, that we keep it 60, that's fine. I can make the argument, and I will do it because we spoke with the court. Everybody hears what I'm saying right now. I'll speak. I will respect and go along with what this court decides.
And I'm not against it. Deficit and everything else. I mean,
this is, they probably don't necessarily agree with it. But these couple of initiatives that we pushed with the fire department and Paul, and I know there's folks are against that. But it's if we just cut it off one day and say we're not doing anymore.
Yeah.
We're taking one step forward and three steps back.
So I don't think anybody's saying that. No. I just think they don't want to.
I'm not saying let's not get caught.
I'm just saying going forward, we don't want to do that.
Right.
With what we're trying to do, we're moving forward. We're just slowing the growth.
Slowing it down. Mm-hmm.
Which means we're not going to give them a raise this year.
Because there's a lot of other things on here. So, I mean, so much more important. I mean, it comes out wrong.
Let me say this, and I'm not making it mad. Right now, we do budget. We represent everybody in the county. All y'all are, and I am too. Because we're doing the budget for the whole county, and pauses. And I'm not against pauses. I think it was a great thing to do that. But I'm with Jerry. It ticks me off when our guy, somebody from the county goes in there and they want to charge us $100, the cities bring them in left and right, and they don't get charged for anything. No. I'm sorry, that bothers me. That does bother me. Once again, we get kind of run over, and we sit back and smile. I am for her new employee.
Mm-hmm.
I am for that. And I'm for sure.
I've always been for it. I'll keep telling her every year to come
back. And I am for
23 years.
Well, she's got one. She works every year.
I tell her every year, you need to
She's married a full-time anyway, she just don't get paid as a full-time employee. I mean, right. She don't get the benefits, but she's up there probably more than what it shows.
3/4 hours.
She shows and she can
make That's what I'm saying, you know, so I mean.
So with that, we're going to keep the, that would be $35,000 for the library. That would be one, that's going to be a cost we'll keep.
And let me tell y'all about Cass. She has worked for Lisa part-time for.
She started out as a summer helper. This is her 8th year to be working at the library.
Part-time.
She was part, and then when 2 years ago, 2 years ago now,
mm-hmm.
She went to an actual part-time. She was temporary part-time.
Right.
And a lot of times she came up and did artwork for free. I mean, you know, she did her window, she did, you know, and we're developing a lot of other things that she's very, very
good at. Year, but year after year after year after year that I've been here, you come in here, and I never did it.
I know 3 years ago, I never did it.
And I'll tell you, she called me this year and she said, I know it's going to be a hard year. I said, maybe I don't need to ask for it. I said, yes, you need to ask for it every year.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, and this girl.
And that's what I say about it. She's been asking for it for how many years?
And this girl, part time, they go along with the staff, along with everybody else that is full time. So a lot of the reason why she's going to be a little bit more going part-time to full-time is because she'll move steps. She'll actually go from step 2 to step 3 next year.
Yeah. And I'm going to say
she loves it.
Yeah. And I'm going to say one more thing. That's a priority. I know that the sheriff's got his priority, but I think he does. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about one more dispatcher. I think hers and dispatcher for sure. And
well, I think you need to let the sheriff talk about his what he thinks his priority is.
I don't think it would help.
well, I mean,
I'm talking about asking for a couple of years. I've been asking for, I was asking for a couple of years to take over the SB22 funding, so I don't know if that matters.
Really, 2 years ago, you gave us instructions how you wanted the SB20, and we followed that.
I know, but I've also asked for it to be voted on. It's going to be a problem, but every time I've asked last budget and this budget for it to be taken over, it's not done because that's a lot. Actually, if they could take that over, I didn't ask for an increase in my capital purchase because I was in hopes that would happen to where I could use all that funding to take care of all the equipment stuff. But now I didn't ask for capital purchase. Now I'm not going to get that, so I'm going to be about $80,000 short on capital purchase. But anyway, it just I don't ask for it from a whim. I've got a plan to work through these processes, and it just takes over here, and then this comes out over here, And so I don't know. I've been sitting here thinking, I've been talking, trying, but there's not a.
The only way that we can do it, Ricky, is to use that.
Well, that's here. Buddy, I felt pretty good. Today I feel like
it is kind of weird out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Folks.
Really,
but people, and they go home and they think about it. And then they do.
Yeah. And so, in my deal is, okay, let's say it does happen that they vote and they pass that. So you're not going to be able to take this over without going to a vote. Again, most people depend on first responders, that usually passes, but still when you go to a 2/3 vote, it does actually pass. And then, and then some other things. We've kind of made commitments to other organizations over the past years, and now we're going to start telling them if we're cutting what we're going to do for them.
But we're not cutting what we're doing, they're just not getting the extra
that we're asking for. But as I say, there's increases on what you have to do,
Yeah.
Electric bills.
Gas prices cost you more. And I understand, you got to answer the votes. I just don't know how many times that people call.
Well, that's
Yeah, but you're not in this seat to say that.
Oh, no.
So you ask that question, I don't know who all calls. You don't know who calls me.
No.
So for you to make that assertion like that, that's not happening. Huh?
I know you said before that has to be.
Well, yeah, that people call me and concerned about it.
Now, if you got calls, you're going to get some phone calls.
Well, I think if I just raise taxes arbitrarily all the time based on the wish list that we do every year, I'm going to be a tax that's being liberal.
Yeah.
You plan set? And Ricky, you know good and well, I'm all about law enforcement. It's a 32 years. You can roll your eyes and say that right there. That's not even appropriate. That's not. No. You know better than that. Because I might not give you what the wish list says. You can roll your eyes like that. That's not even close.
It's not that.
So back off of that. So we can move on. So let's say what the go back to the $550,000 we talked about spending based upon that what you said, Mark. We talked about no growth for Paul's and then taking the putting $35,000 in for leasing the library, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm still trying to just run, keep a running balance. So. So that right now we're down to 76,960 with the 20,000 for groundwater and then the 35,000 for the library.
That's really becoming groundwater.
Change that ourselves.
It can be tweaked. That's just a starting point.
What's the one that gets lithium money?
That's a great question.
We might not ever see that. That may be one of the wish things.
That may be Santa Claus thing.
Yeah. I guess they've been talking to this.
Yeah, they put something out yesterday. They were supposed to start construction originally August 26th, but I don't know if it's still scheduled or not. I mean, last time I heard it was, but.
Well, I heard if they don't drill by November, they're out. Now I heard from the same person told me that since September. They're down here. Yeah.
Because that's more of a hurry up than it is. Okay.
Because you'll have to do it for all of each
All right, we're back in. Where did we leave off? We may not. You want to go down there? I'll leave them off. Listen, you'll go somewhere else. So.
I don't know where else to go.
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, everybody's the next in, point is,
at least everybody's talking now.
And you're exactly right. That's a good thing.
I may not like it, but.
Well, I didn't, like I said, you know, I might not agree with everything y'all said.
Okay, so we're cutting poles completely out, right?
I think the Sulphur River Grant.
Mm-hmm. I'll call Dave Wideman. Tell him that. What do you say? I'll have it.
If they give us a resolution, we'll give them double next year. If we vote it out. I want some results. Results. Resolution. Not talking about it.
Retiree insurance.
We didn't talk about retiree.
We haven't talked about retiree insurance.
Robert Zinn's not here, so he's...
Yeah, he said he wasn't going to be here. He told me
that. I can tell you what I feel of that. I think that'd be the rule of a, no matter what.
I just don't think this is the year to add it.
Well,
if anything is 60 with 20
when
years...
When will be the year to add it, though?
Won't have money.
We're going to be in the same boat. Every stinking year, for 11 and a half years, we have done this same thing since I've been here.
It's worse this year.
And it's the same thing every year. We sit and let Commissioner Larkin Jumper sit there and talk us into cut, and then here we are. And what did we cut? Oh, that one year we cut. No.
I don't have a year.
I know.
But what are you paying for?
Playing catch up.
Playing catch up. Yeah, and that's you know, I used to come here and listen to them, and Ricky had mentioned Bobby Oak before. Bobby said, "Be careful." He said, "I'm telling you, you keep on, it'll catch up and bite you." Well, we just did now. And now, do we have the lowest tax rate in Northeast Texas? Except for Lamar County, who's unemployed. And I know it's, I'm trying to be real careful how I say this, but there's things that you need, there's things that, you know, that we've had so many unfunded mandates that come down to us, and still do. We got one coming up this year, don't we? There's one, I can't remember what it is, that we have to fund no matter what we do, but the state has done. And we have to pay for a lot of stuff, and then everybody screams at us. But, we're very, and I will say this, we're very blessed. We really have. We've been blessed in this county to have things that a lot of counties don't have and everything else. But.
And you don't have a lot of things that they do
there. Yeah, and it's just, so, and here's the way I look at budget. Sam Young was the greatest who was. When we walked out of here, I get so mad over the years, we walked out of here, and I thought Sam was going to slap me in the mouth. And it was okay, so I hope we continue that way. But, y'all are the final decision maker on what y'all want to do, so we're working on it, and that's what y'all are working on.
And to the retiree insurance, I think, back to Ricky and him, I think that would be a good benefit in some way of helping some of those guys that really put in the years that's been here at the county for so long and stuck with us. And I kind of like you talking this morning, those guys that up and leave just because of no reason. But they've stayed here for 20 plus years, and I think they ought to be rewarded for something like that.
I'm going to get it.
I think kind of like if they retire at 58, I don't think it should be full. I think it should be part and then work their way up to 62. But I know some of those guys, and they put in the years, like Steve Matus, man. He's about as dedicated as you can get.
What?
I mean, probably, I just know he's.
We talking about a different same guy.
That would be helping y'all too, wouldn't it, Ricky? I mean, like, if
that's. Well, Steve's already on Medicare.
Sorry.
I don't know what
it happened. But when he had retired five or 6 years ago, if he'd have had insurance.
Yeah.
And I don't want him to retire, but I'm just saying.
I see where Toby's coming from, but I would hate, just like Robert's in the piece, it's 2 years difference to be 68 and 58 to 50, you know, the rules. 78, better out. That's what we said.
That's what.
You know, that's what.
Well, you
got. That's why y'all are in the high chair.
You got to stop it at some time because I'll have an employee that'll have 30 years in and still won't be but 55 years old. So when you know.
You got
to have a point to start. And that's what I'm saying. You know, just be pretty simple at 60 and with 20 years in.
And I'll be honest, guys, I told y'all I'd have the information, but I honestly
forgot
to look.
How many would affect on people?
Well, how many would affect, and what if you didn't drop it down and pay? And me and Marta's even talked about it. It paid for half of it at a certain point, and then three quarters of it, and then all of it, you know, some more.
Yeah.
That would break down something, too. I mean,
I don't encourage them to retire too early.
No.
If anything, 58 is the minimum to me. I mean, you know,
that's paying for insurance for 7 years. I mean,
and that's paying for insurance for 7 years. Right now, it's $12,000 a year.
And I'm gonna say this.
That's what we're talking about. From 58 to 60, back then.
Then when they cut any work, you know. But I'm telling you right now, retiree when I retire, and it's risen a little bit. DPS at 50. You don't need to be out there fighting drunks on the side of the road 50 years old. I'm sorry. Or 60 years over. 60, how old, Steve? 65, 66.
He's old.
I'm sorry. It's purely dangerous. You don't need
65,
that.
Right?
He is.
Yeah, 65 is when you start getting your.
We should ask for drugs.
I hope Steve doesn't hear how old he is.
I feel like all the time. It's not something I ain't said to his face.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something. You know, you don't need to be fighting a 22-year-old meth out kid on the side of the road. And in rural Texas, you're out there by yourself 90% of the time.
Well, thank you, Steve. I think you're still working cattle.
Cool. Yeah. He is good limber.
Now, on the other hand, it's nice to have an older guy there to go tell the younger guys how to just settle down.
Yeah. Hey, and he did that yesterday.
Yes, he did. I already heard about it.
There's good and bad, but I'm more concerned about his safety.
Yes.
Because he's not going back. He's going to do what he needs to try to do, but he's just not going to do it. But
it's not.
In all honesty, I think he could retire today and have full insurance. I don't know. He don't.
He don't want to quit. He. Until something bad happens, and that's the bad thing.
Yeah, his quitting will be when I'm quitting today.
Mm-hmm.
That done it.
Yeah.
But I'm for if we can figure that out. If we can cut some of these other places and put the retiree insurance, I'm all for that. I know I've given a peck about it, but it is a good thing to do. It's a great benefit. To have if we can, once again, if we got the money.
That's me, but I don't think we got the money this year for it.
Well, I think it's more important than us, and I'm Rick, never your biggest fan, I promise you, but that certified pay, I really do retiree insurance and certified pay, or certificate pay, that increase, I mean, that's my thing. I don't know. You didn't shoot me.
I mean,
I don't know. I'm just waiting. What is priority? You know, what's most important? And I think the guys have served their life and career years.
I'm not sure Ricky did this.
And I was going to say, and a lot of them, they're high up on their certificate value because they've been here that long. So, I mean, that's.
I mean, it's kind of, they're both kind of equal.
Yeah.
Which one's more important, huh? one's more important, Ricky?
What's that?
Certified pay or our retiree insurance?
Certificate pay.
Certificate pay.
I was afraid of that.
Or I don't lose my dispatcher if we lose on the check.
That doesn't benefit everybody.
Yeah, that's true. This benefits everybody.
So you're saying they're not going to last that long if you cut it out. Their little incentives while they're young, you ain't going to get them when they're old.
They're not going to be here.
And I told them all of this the other afternoon. I mean, it doesn't affect me at all, but if I was looking at something and had to make the choice of retiring out with the 50%, that would not be, it's either, it needs to, to me, it would either need to be 100% or just as not good. Because that's, y'all know, every year, I'm talking about every year, you know, insurance goes up every year. We dropped out of here on tax, and it's just, that's, it would be tough. So I don't know how I feel about that, but.
And see, Ricky, that's where I go back on the rule of 80, 60, and 20.
Yeah.
And pay 100% there. Because you go dropping back to the 50% and all that. And
it's not worth it.
If we did 100%, I think it'd have to go 60 or 62.
I'll just be glad to get it in the door if it were to happen.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't disagree with that. Like anything else, it might not be great when it first starts, but you can always tweak it year after year. It's not written in stone. No,
once it's operational, you'll definitely see. Look back on, and I've got a person right now, of course, I mentioned her the other day, and I don't know, of course, I was kind of, anyway. Certificate pay is going to make a big, was what I was using to make it. Hopefully, get them decide to come here and consider where they're going.
And she just has.
Huh?
She just has.
Okay. And yeah, she just texted and wants to meet with us today, so I don't know if it's good news or bad news, but I hate to believe it.
Oh, I know it's tough.
I
had one of my employees hand me the keys, my other employee this morning.
He's tough too, but we're
good. He quit. I guess 5 o'clock this evening, he quit.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're in the same boat, it's hard. That's where we're trying to give incentives. It's hard to keep anybody nowadays. They see money somewhere and out the door they go. And I know you got lots of training, and I know there is lots of training, and I've never been in the police department, part of it. But we have training too. You can't just go up there and put them on a piece of equipment and say, there it is. You know? I give you a 5 minute training on the roller, yes, you saw me. But I mean, you know, there's times that you can't, I mean, don't go out there and put them in a $300,000 piece of equipment and say, there, you know, it takes time. I mean, Jesse's been there for me for 8 years, and he's just now this year really starting to run the main thing. And I mean, you know, so it takes a lot of time, and I understand. A lot of investment in them. So.
Well, department heads are always going to fight for their people first. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame them for that, because I don't blame them. But then we sit up here, and then y'all the ones that say yay and nay on the money.
I mean, the choice ain't made today.
No, there's no choices today.
Jesse, what do you need? Stop. You didn't say anything.
Are you just glad to be here, Jesse? I'm getting to the point where I'm not.
I'm going to let y'all come out to the building and see what would need to be done. What y'all think is more pressing.
What
like on, you know, the gutters have fallen off and the window sills, and then there's a back area of the wall that's fallen.
6 months ago, I told somebody to come out there and fix it.
I wouldn't say this morning, but I don't know where we're good.
So the gutters are still not working? Well, that's a whole other lane to go down, so. Yeah, we need to fix the gutters.
And then the back wall where everyone goes and votes, is there's a hollow area. It's probably been eaten up by termites, I don't know.
Well, you're not even on the list, are you?
She's back to the top.
going to cost us no telling what. The geothermal that needs to go away, and the $30,000 or $50,000 it took to fix the elevator, as well as the $25,000 it took to fix the fire alarm.
I heard it going off yesterday. Well, I don't know if y'all tested it or what.
Yeah, we were.
Thanks.
I like it, Coach Joe. You're not even on the list, so why are you going to talk about this?
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes. Does the pest control?
Yes, they do. But I'm sure it's probably something that happened before we even moved out here.
Well,
the building is a 1970 model.
That back wall.
It's never been done.
Was just a throw up anyway back when they first made it in office. Because there used to be a shop. Yeah. Part of the shop right in there, and it had a big door in it and all that, and they just kind of framed it up and put a wall up.
That's where we threw the ice back here in the back. I worked for Texas about on Friday afternoon. What else do we need to go over? Golly, I didn't know you had it. I apologize because I told one of the guys 6 months ago to take care of that.
She turns into one of these Santa Claus.
And the list grows.
Right.
I said, and the list grows.
Yeah.
Don't say it, Sheriff.
I don't hear.
We need to build a new one. And I don't disagree.
If that new one get built, she would be out there too. Put everybody out there.
I agree.
That would be nice.
Wouldn't be no garden left out there. You wouldn't have to worry about a garden if we built a new jail.
Still looking because they are through roof because of the lithium. There's something in the servers that the lithium companies are wanting. So it's cost the servers. It's double what you paid for. So he's looking for a refurbish.
Y'all are
saying
some
prayers, but it has to do with Yeah. Do what? The server. My server. We're just on the way to the prayer. We've been working on this, 3 months, 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Y'all,
you
said my motor was on the last
letter
yesterday, so.
What?
I agree with him.
So what are we going to do tomorrow? Priorities?
They need to agree on what priorities they are, and then I'll fix it up, and we'll have another meeting where they can see the results of their...
On the wish list, we talked about the fire department being 38.
Mm-hmm.
We need, we have the, and what, we need to slow that growth as well, at that.
What's the minimum on that, Blake? Like, what's the most important thing you've got out there you really need? Like, did you put the fan out there? Did you want a big exhaust from like a fan for?
Well, yeah, I want to replace it. They put a fan in there, it's probably a 3 foot fan on top, and we're just going to replace it. You can't, you have to have electricity, got to go in, there's no controls to it or anything. We're just trying to get there. Nothing great. You can find a 96 inch fan just to circulate some air in there to just see them stagnant.
So we're trying to exhaust as well, skilling all that.
And we're trying to replace. I talked about this before, when we had our PCFP audit last year, made the comment, we're supposed to have what's called a diesel exhaust system. We can't afford it.
No.
Anyway, so he recommended a big fan to circulate. Right now, cancer is a big thing, overrunning the fire service. And I've said this before, I think a lot of it is vendors, companies pushing the products. So right now, if you're a 5-year firefighter, if you're in the city or county, whoever you work for, has to pay for a full cancer.
No,
I run those things now, running anywhere $15,000 to $2,000 per person. So your gear has to be, have a company come out or send it off, has to be thoroughly cleaned every year to remove all the particulates and things like that from it. It's just, to me, it's gotten out of hand. But the fan was just one thing, because we'll have a TCFP audit next spring, and it'll be one thing that I'd like to try to replace. It's, you know, we'll figure out one way or another. The desk was just something that, like I said, that was just a wish list.
So, yeah. So what's your top priority? I mean, how much is your top priority? What's your most important?
One priority was the radios. And the main thing is, we just, since I've been here, we've struggled with the radios in the county. A lot of the repeaters, and I think we're slowly getting that taken care of. But I would like for those two guys to have a really good radios. We're using those P25s now. They have a new, they have those 8000s. I think communication struggles, especially if you're in the south side of the county. Even with the repeaters out there, there's a lot of spots. So that would be a priority. The gear, you know, I was just going to hit up the solar farm. You know, they, in Hopkins County, the solar farms have been giving money to the fire farmers. And so I'm just going to go say, hey.
We're trying to get them to just fix the road.
Yeah.
They did do, they fixed the half mile issue.
Yeah, they're in my stuff.
What did they do? They fixed the half mile. So it's a start.
What did they do to it?
Patched it, which is all I want. I mean, this for now, so yeah. You know.
We have numerous grants that are out there also for a lot of this stuff. You know, I continue once we put in for the safer grant again this year. You know, we're just to keep putting those things in.
Well, on that wish list, it has 38,000 right there for the fire department. Are we willing to cut that down to like
20?
I mean, it's
how much of the radios are the
that would cover your radios, wouldn't it, Blake?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Did you hear that tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. I'm depending on all of you guys to write that down for me too and give it to me after court and I can work on it. I've done my part. Y'all can start writing.
Well, we'll just go down and let the judge. Your $2,000 was.
That's for school. Her to go to school.
She has to do an ADA right. School as well as a.
And the treasurer was a $1,000 increase.
For school. Mine's for a new PC and monitor.
So those three should be up here at the top, shouldn't they?
I wish list. We can kind of sort of live without it, I guess. But
no, they don't have to go to school.
They have to go to school.
Well, then you just kind of not a rule.
But I guess you can pitch a tent, and I can live in a tent there.
My age. As long as it's cold, I'm gonna be all right. It's not the heat.
Could I use some of my supply money?
Oh, yeah.
From this year?
No.
I could cover that.
Mark, there is a little bit still left in the baseball camp if we want to do dugouts or.
For, yes.
Yeah. Just take that $10,000 off.
Just take $10,000 off of it.
Got a little bit.
I don't think.
As long as you get the dugouts over. Really, well.
That's not very.
It's not important.
Then Max's was $1,000 on EMC with his school also. His was also school winner.
I think his was something else, but I can't remember off the top of my head. It wasn't schooling. It was something else.
And it goes
that had to do with code, not code red, but
yeah.
Something.
We're working off the wish list, and the only thing, the two things that still have to be decided will be the tire insurance and the cert pay that will those ones around while we
go. Which one?
Sir. Sir. Sir.
I don't think they agree on that survey.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if we ever got to a resolution on that. Because we're having to deal with the work one. Those two line items on the wish list right now to share.
And y'all are just talking about increases to the cert pay, not doing away with it.
No, yeah, that's right.
Okay. I think there was a wee bit of
confusion. Oh, really? No, I'm definitely not taking away.
I think we would like, would be confused because I'll say, well, cut it. But I mean, cut it out. I mean, like.
Cut the increase.
Cut the increase this year.
Slow growth.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all about on that survey. That's a total. I mean, I'm already making some, so it's probably about half of that.
Yeah.
So it's not that big, it's not as big an increase as what it is.
What it's showing on here?
I gave you like we never had it before.
Okay, could you break it down and show us what the increase is?
I can probably do that, but it's not.
Marla can do that.
Okay.
I'll cut some throats, I'll cut that off.
No. Never said you cut that at all.
They want to put you down for more.
Y'all break that.
I think right now, if we're talking about the survey, that makes it where you're going. That was going to be the, between the CERT and the retiree, your pension. CERT, the growth in CERT that's what I thought.
And see, and I'm not sure what the increase on the CERT pay would be, so I would have to separate it.
Yeah.
I'd have to do that.
Because
not all of them have it, but most of them do.
No, and that number there is if we didn't have it at all.
I can do the increase. Because right now, a masterpiece officer is $3,900. An advance is $3,250. And this is per year. An intermediate is $26. And then a basic peace officer is $1,950.
Can you say that again?
39,
yeah. 32, 50, 26, and I think
1950.
It's
75 a payroll, is that?
Yes,
I think you're
right. Okay.
They're getting that now.
So
yes.
This
wish
list is what it's going to be.
No, we're
just reserved on that.
Now,
also.
You've
got to get the true numbers.
Yes, and I'll do that. Now, understand that we pay basic for the peace officers, but we do not for the jailers. We only pay intermediate for the jailers and the dispatchers. And on that list that you guys have of what their rates would be if we got a 3% increase, it has who currently has CERT pay and what that is.
That page?
Yes.
The
only difference is you have one that gets grant, which is Robert Moore. He does our grant, so he gets $5,000 for that, and I lump that in there.
I found a letter up here on my desk. I'm like, I don't know why you think you can do this guy and keep your stuff straight.
Yeah, that's the first time you have that one.
So many papers.
There's only 46,000
pages. And just imagine, multiply that times 6, and that's how many I'll have to make.
Good job. I'm glad to see you.
Am I not?
No. We need that bad time. You don't have to make all these copies, put it all in.
Hey, that'd be great. Then I'd have to show them how to
work. Yes. Then they don't mess up shit.
They wouldn't be charged or
exactly. That's why I made copies of all the payrolls for them, because I thought they didn't bring it. I know they didn't, so I'll make it all in. Yeah. I have to take it out of the trash every year.
That's what happened when they were brought up to this conversation last 3 years. That's back then.
Yeah.
At least for this year, we'll come around with the time and come around with it. Do it again. Start with the next year.
I'm not looking at this.
or something. That needs to be something that's a lot of some of your studies.
They're basic, they get something.
Yeah.
Now, the jailers in this practice do not. Unless they're intermediate.
So, what's your line?
About 3905.
About 1,000. Is that what they come up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have it. I think it was in the.
I took it out of my bond.
It was in the bond.
Oh, okay.
That raises your first pay, and hopefully that creates a retention process and keeps, and also makes, like, if I'm up to the person we're trying to hire now, makes it more appealing. If we're still making that,
almost 30,000, is that paying full price or 50%?
No, it was just having five people on there at the time.
100%.
I didn't really know how to.
Was it that 100% though?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be fair to say that if we're going to figure out retiree insurance, you got a price there, we're going to say, okay, we're committed to doing it, but then we got to figure out the process once we.
Well, let me look, I need to give you guys the CERT pay, the actual increase in the CERT pay, and I'll also go back and look at pages as to, I know how many we had at 60, there was four. And then at 62, there wasn't many.
Well, that's.
I mean, like me, right now, I would qualify, but I'm gonna be here for two more years until I turn 65, and then I will need it anyway.
Where was when our next budget workshop?
Next week, it'll have to be sometime next week.
Well, we're gonna be fixing it
next next week has to be crunch.
Yeah, crunch time.
Well, because I'll have to have a week to 10 days to get everything put together for the last court in August.
So go home and think about it.
Mm-hmm. And I'll have those figures. When can we have another meeting? Today's what, Wednesday?
Tuesday. Today would be the earliest. Well, yeah, if you posted it today, that'd give you Thursday, Friday, Monday. Yeah, so Tuesday would be the earliest. If it gets posted today.
And I will send out the increases for the CERT pay by email, as well as the ages on the retiree insurance, because I think it's at the point of contention at this point. And then that way y'all have that information and you can come back Tuesday.
No.
probably, guys, I will just go ahead and input what you've told me today, and then I'll have a printout for you so you can look at each fund like this.
Okay.
I'm trying to save at least one tree. But I'll go ahead, since y'all done this, and you'll give me what you decided to cut out for sure and leave alone, then I'll go ahead and input the other, and I'll have a number for you. Our numbers.
Well, here, before we adjourn, fire department, 20,000, hub, then a hood out, Sulphur River out, groundwater stays, 2,000 judge stays, treasurer stays, auditor stays, historical, zero, sports complex, zero, library stays, EMC stays.
Yeah.
And I'll work on the sheriff's certified.
Cert pay.
And then the raises are already in there.
So we're just down to those two basically, right?
Yes.
What was the historical one, the 1500 for?
Utilities.
They're always on something. they got more money in the bank than we got right now.
And are y'all completely taking the increase to pause out or reducing it?
Taking it out.
If we ain't doing a story, we're not doing a pause. No, it's blank.
Joey's stepping on up now.
Yeah, just getting started.
Got to jump right in there.
All right, so Tuesday. So don't do a chip seal, don't do whatever.
Did you get that Tuesday?
Yeah, nine.
Are you chip sealing Tuesday?
Okay. I reckon so.
Not now.
Okay, well, Tuesday. Is this next week will be crunch time, guys. Do we need to set two meetings just in case?
It'd be better to go ahead and do it and always cancel the other one.
Yes, let's do that just in case, since we have to have three whole business days without weekends. So set two meetings, Tuesday being number one, and then I don't care.
Thursday morning.
So and just so all the numbers are aware, by August 7th, I have to have the Truth and Taxation website up and going. Starting off with all the tax units, not just the counties, but saying there are no new revenue rate and no voter approval rate.
Mm-hmm.
On the 7th,
it's fine. Friday.
Next Friday.
From this Friday.
We can be updated after that as well. I'm just letting y'all know that I have to let you know about
that. Well, darn best on vacation.
Do you stay on Wednesday now?
No.
The interlocal that y'all have in the city for the fire department will be coming up.
That's right.
And so something for y'all to be thinking about, contemplating, pros and cons. You know, this we will have kind of 1 year trial. Some you might think you may want to do different. If you want to continue it, you know, that's kind of something I'd like to put on y'all's radar, let y'all start. That's necessary.
Thank you, buddy.
Does Wednesday afternoon work for everybody to do the second meeting next week? That way it gives more of a little more time to get everything.
Did you say Wednesday afternoon or Thursday afternoon?
Wednesday afternoon.
That's 2 days after. Next Wednesday.
Tuesday morning and Wednesday afternoon?
If that works,
we'll work around it. Historical Association will be here Wednesday for a walkthrough of our wonderful courthouse.
Okay. What time?
I don't know.
What day are you thinking?
Yeah, put it on there.
It all depends when they get a house.
Let me go back to here.
They're supposed to have it this week. It may be next week. So that's
my sure. And it might be Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning would be better. Which I
was hoping that you got
this. I just need a little time in between the days I need.
And one day, you turn around, you know, kind of had everybody instead of shutting everybody down for one day.
Yours won't be next, this week.
Is there nothing to be done to win the next one? That's if people's got all the postings.
I don't know when they'll get a house for the other.
That's true.
I might go ahead and check if they move the house in there, if I just start.
Okay, so are we doing Wednesday or Thursday, the second meeting? What's best for you?
Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday.
Come on, Judge.
No, wait, we got to sit, we ain't got time to wait on you.
I think you want to sit down here is on fire. Y'all, I don't know, but this sitting down here is on fire.
I got a heart up my chair Thursday, so I can't miss that. It's free study, so.
So Wednesday, and like 1:30 Wednesday.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right, Tuesday morning, 9 o'clock, Wednesday afternoon, 1:30. That'll give me time in the morning, so I need to make that posted.
I'm going to adjourn.
Sir.
All folks, say
thank you, Lord.
Ah.